Good morning. You are listening to The Morning Interview. I'm Catherine Rose. Today is Wednesday, September 13th. And joining me in the studio are Sarah Laurie. She's Sitka's new AmeriCorps program coordinator. And Ryan Derbyshire and Laura Bennett. They're both AmeriCorps volunteers here for the next year. And I'm here to talk about their work and their experience. Good morning.
Good morning.
So, Sarah, can you tell me, 10 years AmeriCorps has been in Sitka. What are some of the things you're celebrating this year?
Well, first of all, let me give a shout out to Faith Lee, who was the fearless leader of the program for basically the whole entire 10 years until I just took over on June 30th. So, celebrating a lot of things. In particular, I'm really excited to share that out of those 10 years, 54 people, actually, AmeriCorps have decided to make their lives in Sitka and have fully invested and are employed or have families or have made the choice to become Sitkin. So I think that's a really neat effect of, you know, 10 years of the program happening and just, I mean, countless good works in the community.
And how many volunteers this year?
There's 23 this year, yeah.
And over what range of organizations in Sitka are they working with?
Oh, yeah, so it's really broad. Let's see, we have a number serving in the Sitka School District, Mount Edgecombe High School. We have members serving with Youth Advocates, Sitka Counseling, the Friends of Sheldon Jackson Museum, the Greater Sitka Arts Council, Hames Center, Island Institute is a new partner this year, and I'm certain there's a few I'm forgetting in there. Raptor Center, mm-hmm. and Raven's Way, and then maybe even Fortress of the Bear, which would be a new partner for us too. So it's exciting. It feels like it's maybe expanding a little bit.
And Ryan and Laura, we'd love to hear more about you, I think. Can you tell me, starting with you, Ryan, what's your background and why did you decide to join AmeriCorps?
Yeah, so my background is actually in information systems. I went to undergrad for that. So I worked for about 8 years in computer programming, website design, client support, stuff like that. And I kind of just fell disillusioned with the whole big business thing. And my last class in undergrad was actually a social work class. It kind of sparked an interest in giving back to society. I always volunteered, but never actually did a career in that. So got laid off my last corporate job, and I was like, okay, here's the time to do something completely different. Applied to different AmeriCorps positions throughout the U.S., as far east as Maine, as far west as, obviously, Alaska. Mm-hmm. And I chose this one because it was a good balance of working with the youth, getting a feel for social work, and then Sitka is just amazing. So,
mm-hmm. And so you're working with Youth Advocates of Sitka right now,
yep.
And can you tell me you've been there for just 4 or 5 weeks?
Yeah, just 4 or 5 weeks. So yeah, I'm at the drop-in center after school, working basically doing a cooking night and a movie night during the week. And then during the school hours, I'm actually at Sitka High in the bear room from 11 to 2 for any kid that wants to drop in, say hi. Got snacks. I've got a coffee pot because they all requested it. And uh-huh. The vice principal was like, can I have caffeine? She's like, absolutely. I was like, great, because I want it too.
Uh-huh.
We're there during the lunch hour. Everybody comes in and has a good time. And then, you know, so it's pretty good.
And a cooking night and a movie night. What have you cooked and what have you watched?
So movie night is all across the board. The kids basically get pulled of 4 or 5 movies they want to watch.
Mm-hmm.
So we've watched the newest Fast and Furious, which... Yes,
yeah.
it's a movie, it's action, and it's not necessarily my cup of tea, but it wasn't terrible.
Uh-huh.
And then for cooking night, we've done sushi.
Ooh,
by scratch. So, like,
cool.
Teaching the kids how to do that and actually roll their own sushi rolls.
Uh-huh.
So that was very intensive.
I can imagine.
There was a lot of prep work with that.
Mm-hmm.
But then, like, I think Salisbury steak was one, sliders, anything you could think of comfort food-wise or is crazy sushi. So a little bit of everything. So
jumping to you, Laura, very mm-hmm. different thing that you're
yeah.
doing. You're working with Sheldon Jackson Museum. Can you tell us more about that?
Yeah, so I'm actually with the Friends of Sheldon Jackson Museum, which mm-hmm. is the nonprofit that supports the museum. I'm their community outreach coordinator. So I've been helping with their newsletter. I developed an online newsletter that comes out monthly. Opened an Instagram account for them. You should follow us. And I've been helping out with events, especially a big event that is coming tomorrow.
And you told me just a little bit about that. What's happening tomorrow at Harrigan Centennial Hall?
Yeah, so there's going to be a welcome home ceremony and celebration for a Chilkat rope that's going to be donated to the museum.
And anything you know, I know you haven't worked necessarily directly with the family, but anything you know about that process or?
I know it's been long. It started well before I came here, and it's really exciting mm-hmm. that it's going to be tomorrow.
And what time is that event?
It's at 7.
At 7?
Mm-hmm.
And back to you, Sarah. You know, you're a Sitkin originally, born and raised, right?
I
and
am,
you're
yes.
back after some time away. You
yeah.
came back a few years ago.
Yeah.
And as a Sitkin, what does it mean to you to see young people who aren't from Sitka coming in? Because, you know, like, why is that? Why is it important to you to bring young people in to the town?
Oh gosh, that's such a good question. I didn't actually anticipate that I would feel quite so. I don't want to say parental because it's not quite that, but almost like a teacher or mentor. It's just so. It's really rewarding to watch people come to Sitka and kind of the honeymoon phase and to get to share Sitka with everybody mm-hmm. and what they bring, the skills that they bring, and then also to watch the changes that they go through. It's really seems to be a really formative year for members. They have all kinds of successes and different, you know, social and emotional things happen. And it's just really a journey. And I've honestly been surprised at how much joy I get out of helping other people help other people.
And like you said, it's not just, people coming in for a year and then leaving. 54 people have stayed
yeah.
and still have built lives here and have made connections with people. And that's pretty special.
It is. And another thing is that, you know, a lot of our young people grow up in Sitka, raised, you know, they want nothing more than to just get out of here, mm-hmm. Myself included. So then to bring, you know, young people from outside kind of keeps it fresh and exciting, and they bring new ideas and different perspectives. And I just think it's really, really important for the health of our town and kind of the spirit of Sitka.
And anything on your Sitka bucket list for while you're here?
I still haven't gone to the Raptor Center.
That's fair.
Yeah, I've been to Fortress of the Bears, but Raptor Center is still, and I have to get there soon. I've mm-hmm. been.
And anything else you'd like to add before we sign off today?
I just want to thank Sarah. I've really enjoyed this experience so far, and I'm just really happy for how it's been organized and how rewarding it's been.
I just say that I'm glad we have funding this year. Just for a while, I didn't even know if I'd have an AmeriCorps position. Mm-hmm. So just to have that and to be here is it's an amazing gift.
Yeah, I guess I would just add that, you know, along with the 54 people that stayed in town, AmeriCorps is, you know, speaking of funding, it is really good for getting people into, you know, gainfully employed. I've written countless letters of recommendation and things like that for members, you know, that have done service. And then it really is a stepping stone to other bigger, greater things. So it's very worthwhile.
All right. Well, thank you so much for joining me in the studio this morning. I've been speaking with Sarah Laurie, who is Sitka's new AmeriCorps program coordinator, and Ryan Derbyshire and Laura Bennett. Ryan's working with Youth Advocates of Sitka this year, and Laura is working with Friends of Sheldon Jackson Museum. Thank you so much for joining me this morning.
Thank you.